Sturgeon's Law, number 76. A few web comics, a music site, and some Podsafe music as well.
90% of everything.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
Is crud.
You're listening to Sturgeon's Law, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Check out the show notes at www.sturgeonslaw.com, and you can find the music used in this show at the Podsafe Music Network and magnatune.com. Now here's your host, Random.
Thank you once again to Brad Example, announcer for the Denver Roller Dolls, and hello everybody as well. There's just no theme at all to this episode, but that's fine, so we'll get started just after this forthcoming plug. Tired of feeling wired? If you're stuck at one machine trying to shake loose some podcasts, you're missing most of the fun. With PodcastReady.com, you can get to your subscriptions anywhere you can run a web browser, then download the MyPodder software and download your new shows anywhere you can plug in your portable player. Exchange favorite shows and favorite episodes with your friends and never complain about having nothing to listen to or watch again. PodcastReady.com, cooler than an iPhone and $600 cheaper. And so here we are. I'd like to share with you right quick a few webcomics in the comedy-drama genre, by and large, that I quite like and recommend for your reading pleasure. Let's begin. First up is one that I've read for quite some time, and indeed it has been running daily without fail for ridiculously long in internet time. This is Schlock Mercenary, which began as the tale of Schlock, a silicate metamorphic blob of a life form, joining a band of mercenaries under the square-jawed Captain Tagon, and in general getting in very, very silly trouble. Over the years, it has blossomed into a masterpiece of science fiction, space opera, romance, horror, comedy, and drama. All this while keeping its form, the newspaper-ish three-ish panels with a large block on Sundays, quite familiar to, for example, Sluggy Freelance fans of old, and indeed I believe Schlock creator Howard Taylor could readily be numbered among those fans. Howard has done a spectacular job of universe building, development of interesting and diverse characters, and generally over-the-top plotting that has consistently kept his readers guessing. There are two printed collections of Schlock Mercenary out, with more to come in the future. Next up is a relatively recent discovery to me, a fantasy role-playing game sort of comic called Looking for Group. LFG also began with a simple enough premise, that a naive elven character should team up with a whimsically psychotic warlock, and hilarity should then ensue. However, since its inception, it has in fact formed a team around the two, and at least started to build some mythology around their adventures. I can't help but feel that story-wise, the comic is still more potential than actuality, but I do have faith, and it's important to realize that Looking for Group, in its comic page format, is, so to speak, still partway through its third issue, so it's in fact still quite young. The art is very appealing and the dialogue witty. Two new pages are posted each week. LFG is created by a team, writer Ryan Somer and artist Laura D'Souza. It may have one of the most attractively and professionally done websites in all of webcomicdom. The creators are even working on a Looking for Group animated film, and have recently provided fans with an animated music video of Richard the Nutjob Warlock at his worst, so do go check that out. Our faithful intro announcer only introduced me in the past few days to the comic Gunnerkrieg Court, which I have in turn recently introduced to my spouse, who is now deep into the archives of the comic as well, a place I only recently emerged from myself. Also a comic page, as opposed to strip, format, it updates 3 times a week now, and is rapidly approaching its 300th page here in its 14th chapter. While at its very start it was perhaps a bit too sparse and confusing, it has had plenty of time to slowly develop a rich cast of characters, some tantalizing information about their secret backgrounds, which each of them do seem to have, and likewise is slowly doling out notions about the Gunnerkrieg school itself and its even more mysterious and dangerous surroundings. Funny without being camp, mysterious without being frustrating, dark without being too disturbing or melodramatic, Gunnerkrieg Court may well be the Harry Potter of comics. I hope that doesn't bother Tom Sedell, its creator, that I said that. Tom has the novel approach to supporting the comic whereby he sells scanned sketches, which I think is a marvelous idea, and I'm thinking very much of purchasing one to use as an avatar myself.
Kickball.
Sumpro.
Tag.
Monkey balls.
For many of us, recess was an important part of the school day, and it offered so many options.
A chance to tell a joke,
sing a song, and to be with our friends outside of the classroom.
But now, with academics emphasized and budget cuts looming, recess is on the firing line.
Believe it or not, approximately 40% of schools across the USA have either eliminated or are considering eliminating recess.
Many educators think kids return from recess more exhilarated, confident, and imaginative.
Experts agree that playtime can be just as vital as classroom time to a child's social, emotional, and educational development.
So if you think it's about more than a game of hopscotch, it's time to speak up.
For more information on Rescuing Recess, go to www.pta.org.
Or rescuingrecess.com, because recess isn't just child's play.
I was recently asked by one of my peers, why don't you talk about Fine Tune on the show? Because I seem to natter on about it otherwise, presumably. So let's do that. Fine Tune is yet another site for streaming major label music to your computer for your listening pleasure. Now, as you may know, sites that do this face a dilemma. Well, they have also faced problems with fees, but let's stick to this dilemma. They cannot offer you truly on-demand music without charging you for it, for they have to pay for that essentially as if they were selling it, if I understand correctly. And so you get things like, for example, Pandora, where you tell it what you like, and it tries to serve up things you'll also like. Last.fm as well operates under similar principles, or so my experience goes. Likewise, Yahoo's launch and so on. Other sites like Rhapsody charge you a monthly fee for on-demand music. FineTune rides somewhere in the middle of these two approaches without charging you a fee. Here's how it works. The rules are pretty simple. You may make as many playlists as you like using their extensive, but sadly major label only, library. For a playlist to be, well, playable, it must contain at least 45 tracks. If it has only 44, you cannot hit play on it. No more than 3 tracks from a given artist may appear on the same playlist. Playlists are played in a shuffled order. As with Pandora and so forth, you can skip songs up to a point, after which it simply tells you no. Better, of course, to just construct your playlists wisely so you don't want to skip anything. To help you do this, they do provide the ability to listen to 30-second samples of anything in the library. They also provide a number of their own playlists for your perusal, and even better, you can browse the playlists of other users, like a Web 2.0 social site, except actually good for something. I have one playlist of my own that I keep running at work, and add songs to when they come to mind. When I need a break, I surf around other user playlists and give them a listen. You can mark other playlists as favorites for your easy later reference, and I have found that a very useful feature. The site isn't 100% reliable, but it's not bad, and has certainly filled my work background music needs very nicely. As is often true, my username there is rfrancis, in case you use it and want to look me up. So that's FineTune. And now, a PodSafe tune. Clever segue, yes? First, let me say that if you're Chris Daly, or listen to his show Writing with a Window Down, then I apologize, as this is going to sound awfully familiar. But as soon as I heard this track on his show, I knew I had to play it as well. One interesting thing is that this is by Ann Wilson, best known with Nancy Wilson as Heart. Another interesting thing is that it's a Led Zeppelin cover. Most interesting, given those facts, is that it's on the PodSafe Music Network. So this is Ann Wilson with her groove cover of the Immigrant Song.
Tonight you better step, rebuild all your ruin. Peace and love will win the day in spite of all your losing. We come from the land of the ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs blow. The hammer of the gods will drive our ships to new. Sing and cry, Valhalla, I am coming. On we sweep with threshing all. My only goal will be the western shore. Yeah.
Once again, that was Ann Wilson with The Immigrant Song off the Podsafe Music Network.
This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
And so we come to the close of another Sturgeon's Law. Mail me at sturgeonslaw@gmail.com. No, please, go ahead. Phone me at 2066-NO-CRUD. Likewise. Check out the website at www.sturgeonslaw.com. It's good for you. And check me out at FineTune if you like. Regardless, catch you soon for another show.
It's a different thing. It's spontaneous and it's called wit.